the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terence fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually, and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among thy servants, of a handmaid from among thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willst, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon All of you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, especially this program, today's special. Our topic is laziness in the view of Islam. I invite you to be with this episode of today's special. Open the calendar. Today, Sunday, is the 27th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 10th of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 30th of January, 2022 of Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book. We listen to chapter Nisa, verse 72.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإن منكم لمن ليبطئن فإن أصابتكم مصيبة قال قد أنعم الله علي إذ لم أكن معهم شهيدا.
And indeed, there is among you he who lingers behind, and if disaster strikes you, he says, Allah has favored me in that I was not present with them.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In this holy verse, the Quran has pointed to some hypocrites and intends to say that these figures and such features, who are among you, vigorously try not to take part in the rows of strivers who struggle in the way of Allah. But when the strivers return from the battlefield, or when the news of war reaches them, that they have suffered a failure or martyrdom, these hypocrites will happily say, what a great bounty Allah has given them, that they, hypocrites, did not accompany them, the strivers, I mean, to witness such heart-rending events.
يا ربي يا رحمن يا مبدع الأكوان يا ربي يا رحمن يا مبدع الأكوان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان بالنور والإيمان.
Laziness in the view of Islam we're talking about. Laziness is one of the greatest obstacles to attaining success and achievement in this world and the hereafter, and it is one of the most fatal psychological illnesses. It weakens resolve and prevents one from taking steps to do beneficial actions. Hence the Prophet often used to seek refuge with Allah from it. It was narrated from that the Prophet used to say, O Allah, I seek refuge with you from laziness and old age, from sin and death, from the trial of the grave and the punishment of the grave, from the trial of the fire and the punishment of the fire, and from the evil of the trial of wealth. I seek refuge with you from the trial of poverty, and I seek refuge with you from the trial of the Dajjal.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in.
In this episode, we are going to be concerned with idleness in Islam. At the same time, we find that even in the lifetimes of the infallibles, they were always active. The infallibles, I mean, starting from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or even before the advent of Islam, in the life and times of all the divine prophets, you can't find any instance of idleness. I mean, like other ordinary people, the divine prophets were active. I mean, they never spent even a single moment in idleness, because idleness is against our innate nature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has disposed in us. According to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, an idle person has four characteristics. First of all, he's sluggish. I mean, an idle person is sluggish. If you entrust a job to him or her to do, he doesn't show much interest or attention or showing the right attitude. At the same time, I mean, when someone doesn't do anything or any job properly, certainly the end product isn't anything, I mean, reliable or acceptable. Imagine that there are two companies. One company is very much strict, very much careful about its own products, and the other company, okay, doesn't pay much attention to its own products. I mean, the goods of which company would sell better in any community, any human community? Certainly the company which is very strict, which is very careful, and which is very conscientious.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today is a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
As the previous episode of today's special, we have a short look at kinds of laziness too, such as financial laziness. This laziness from seeking the different doors of sustenance. Many people nowadays simply want to secure job, the one that pays regular paychecks and nothing more. If we look at our prophets, they were role models in that they each had a trade. Prophet Noah, for example, was a carpenter. Prophet Idris was a tailor. Prophet Muhammad was a shepherd, and then he became a trader. They earned their living from their own hands and did not rely on government paychecks or employment benefits. Prophet Muhammad said, "By him in whose hand my life is, it is better for any one of you to take a rope and cut the wood from the forest and carrying it over his back and sell it rather than to ask a person for something and that person may give him or not."
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free. My Lord, show me right from wrong. Give me light, make me strong. I know the road is long. Make me strong.
Among tips to overcome laziness, we can introduce procrastination. Avoid procrastination, which is a form of laziness. If there is something you have to do, why not do it right now and get through with it? Why let it stay nagging at the back of your head? The other tip is avoiding overeating. Yes, of course, overeating leads to laziness and sleepiness. Therefore, we should try and follow the Prophet's advice. He says the human does not fill any container that is worse than his stomach. It is sufficient for the son of Adam to eat what will support his back, his energy. If this is not possible, then a third for food, a third for drink, a third for his breath.
Youth today, unfortunately, they face a major problem, the problem of laziness. The Ahlul Bayt were not lazy. The Ahlul Bayt achieved, they produced, they contributed ethically, spiritually, academically. Look at their achievements. Look at their ahadith. Look at their sayings. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in Kufa, he went to Kufa. He would speak in Kufa. Some scholars say that he had over 4,000 students that attended his lessons. كُلٌّ يَقُولْ حَدَّثَنِي جَعْفَرُ بْنُ مُحَمَّدٍ 4,000 students. They say, I narrate from Ja'far ibn Muhammad. Imam Sadiq achieved. Imam al-Baqir achieved. The Imams all produced and achieved and contributed. The Ahlul Bayt want actions from us. They want us to learn from them and to emulate them and to imitate them. Today the problem of laziness, it's widespread. You see youth that spend the night, they're awake. At night they're awake. During the day they sleep. At night, unfortunately, you know, with technology is a good thing if it's used in a good way. But it could also be used in a bad way. How many youth, they spend the night watching movies, on social media. And you know, with social media, you could spend 2 hours and you think you've spent 5 minutes or 10 minutes. You don't realize it and your time is killed. And you stay up till 3 and 4. And then you sleep in till noon, till 1. Now when is this youth going to go study? When is he going to go seek an education? When is he going to go work? This time is being wasted. I tell my dear youth, that my dear friends, don't waste your time. Don't waste your nights and days. Now this is a very bad habit, to stay up at night. It's a bad habit. There are hadith that say, if you want to stay up at night, it should either be for studying, you're reading for an exam, you're writing a paper, this is good. If you're studying, you're staying up at night for educational purposes, this is good, this is mustahab. Or for praying, worshiping, connecting to Allah Azza wa Jal, improving your relationship with Allah. Otherwise, if it's not for these reasons, you're wasting your time. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. Night is for sleep. It's for relaxing. And day is for working. There are some youth, they do the opposite. Instead of sleeping at night, they stay up all night and they sleep during the day.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was another episode of today's special. Of course, we opened a new topic about laziness and Islamic viewpoint about it. So we continue, inshallah, on the next episode. I invite you to rejoin us again. Till then, have a nice time.
They told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and here is a wonderful saying from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. The most helpless of all persons is he who cannot find a few brothers during his life. But still more helpless is he who finds such a brother but loses him.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Shiraz Agha. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble tradition, which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam regarding moderation in worship. A lot of times people go to extremes in their ibadat and their worship of God, to the extent that it disrupts their other lawful and perhaps necessary and obligatory activities. So moderation in worship is something necessary. It's been narrated in a very famous tradition from the Holy Prophet. The Prophet said that, a servant of Allah should divide his day and his time into three sections. It's a very famous tradition. A part of that is the time where that belongs to the person himself. Part of it is the time that it belongs to the person himself, meaning he should attend to his own affairs. Only one third of that should be devoted to worship and his conversation with God Almighty. In any case, let's look at this beautiful tradition and see how we can benefit from it. Imam Ali alayhi salam has been narrated to have said, "Cajole your soul tactfully to worship, and be gentle with it, and do not force it." Meaning, you should accustom your soul to the worship of God, but at the same time, be careful, be gentle with it, do not force it to worship. Make allowances for both its weariness and its activity. I mean, you should take both of them into consideration. If it becomes tired, forego the worship. Obviously, in the case where the worship is recommended. In the case where it's obligatory, obviously, even if one is weary, one has to fulfill it. and take it to its end. Except, here again, Imam Ali, he alludes to this, except for the daily obligations that are incumbent upon it, for it must fulfill them and undertake them at their prescribed times. But in the case where the act of worship is something recommended, and the person feels weary and does not wish to perform the act of worship, he should forego it once he becomes weary with it. And, you know, it's been in one of the famous books of spiritual etiquettes, the 40 hadiths of the famous scholar Imam Khomeini, may God's mercy be upon him. He alludes to this and points to this and says that, this is actually detrimental to a person's spiritual progress if, you know, the person, you know, performs various acts of recommended acts of worship in a state where he doesn't want to. You know, it might lead to this person eventually foregoing worship altogether because he becomes tired of it. A lot of spiritual teachers say that this is something very dangerous. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at moderation and worship. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Afa for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
ودعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفران يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Dear respected brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Habibullah Fasihizada with the Let's Recite the Holy Quran, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools
of
Network.
Of course, me.
Yeah. And also a group of students of Sevier International School. I really welcome you all again. Thank you so much for joining us. So we have here Muhammad Hadi Naghawi and
Sayyid
Muhammad Hadi and Naghawi. Yes, Sayyid is very important. Okay, correct. And we have Mahdi al Husseinan, right? Am I right? And then we have Minhal Hussein Nasser, right?
Yeah.
And also?
Sayyid Muhammad Yahya Ja'fari.
Great. Sayyid Muhammad Yahya Ja'fari. And of course, me again. Yeah. Habibullah Fasihizada here, okay? Thanks for following us and also being with us during this Quranic sessions. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We have been practicing and learning the Holy Quran. And I'm sure, and I really hope that these kind of sessions must have been useful and beneficial for all our Muslim brothers and sisters hearing us. So let me ask these friends here, have these classes been useful for you?
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah.
So much?
Yeah. Too much.
So you have learned the Holy Quran, right?
Yeah.
And now you can read.
So much.
Right? So our first objective in holding these sessions to be able to read the words in the Quran, to identify the letters,
if, for example, we listen to a qari or reciter, we have to be able to understand him, right? Yeah. For example, the qari recites one surah, we have to understand what words do he say, yes? Or what letters, what harakat. Mm-hmm. So this is called reading of the Quran. And dear respected brothers and sisters, now, inshallah, if I ask any of our friends here, they are able to read from any part of the Quran. So I mean they can read the words. Maybe there will be kind of mistakes, but of course they can read the words of the Quran, right? So, for example, let me ask them some questions. I will choose a page and tell them to recite. So let's see if they have learned, if these classes have been beneficial and influential for them. So let me ask Minhal Hussein Nasser. So I want him to open page 50 of the Quran. So let's see if he can recite. We are having the Usman Taha version of the Holy Quran. So Minhal Hussein. So Minhal Hussein, please recite inshallah that page. Let's see. A'udhu Billah. This is a test, okay? Let's see. Okay, this is a test. Let's go.
Alif Lam Mim. Allahu la ilaha illallahu huwal hayyul qayyum.
MashaAllah. Okay.
Is this Naz?
I don't know.
Is it this?
Go on.
Sorry, dear brothers and sisters, I have a problem in my throat. نزل عليك كتاب بالحق مصدقا كلمة بين يديه وأنزل
Okay, great. Go to the last line. The last line.
ربنا Inna ka ja'mi'u an-nasi laymin la rabbi fayhi inna
La raiba fihi, right?
La raiba fihi inna allaha la yukhlifu al-mi'ad
MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah, recite a salawat. That was great.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alayhi
Alhamdulillah, 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 Thumma Alhamdulillah. Hadi, page.
Not this page, please, sir.
No, another page.
Sir, please, sir, please.
Go to page 210.
What?
So, brothers and sisters, page 210. Let's see if Hadi can do it. Of course, he can do it because he has learned that. Because he knows how to read, right?
Okay.
210.
No. You passed 200.
That's okay.
210.
What page is it?
That's 15.
No, 10, that's 10.
210. A'udhu billah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا تتلى عليهم آياتنا بينت قال الذين لا يرجعون لقاءنا ائتي بقرآن غير هذا
okay we have learned that
هذا
أو بد له قل ما يكون لي إن أبد أو
That's nice. The last line. Go to the last line. Okay. Let's see.
ويقولون لولا أنزل إليك آيات إن من ربه فقل إنما غريب الله فنتظروا إني معكم من من المنتظرين.
منتظرين.
منتظرين.
منتظرين. Right. It was great. MashaAllah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
Respected brothers and sisters, consider this, that these pages are randomly chosen, okay? It means from any pages that you now call us, okay? That Minhal Hussein read this page, inshallah they are able to read it. Yes?
Now Qari Abdul Basid Mahdi Hussein.
Now Qari Abdul Basid Mahdi Al Husseinan is gonna read page. Okay, Muhammad Yahya, you
please
choose
sir,
one page.
Page.
No,
please,
no,
18.
300.
Don't say
300.
Page. No, no, no. Page 810.
So I want to read Surah
Al-Nur. Sorry, we don't have page 800.
Sorry.
Chapter 31 of the Quran.
18.
Mahdi
Al-Husseinan.
Chapter
31.
Sir, I'm
18.
Page 18. 18.
18
or 18?
18.
Sir,
why
not? I wanted to pick page 10.
Page 10?
No.
You know how to read page 10 because we have practiced it.
Page 333. I mean,
page 18.
Remember, I take
this is 18.
Yeah. Okay. Well, ladina hadu hadi, right? You because of that. You. Now go to page 18. Page 18.
So I can't read anything. So.
I mean, read it. Let's see.
Okay. How about I just read? How about I read page 300?
Right, page 18.
No.
أعوذ
بالله
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
read aloud okay
read
great
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقالت
the thing is don't be afraid
yeah just
you can
do
it okay just go
وقالت
they are the same as they are the same as the pages that you can read them without problem without mistake so do this one as well وقالت يهود
وقالت اليهود ليست النصر
okay.
النصر
هذه
please,
stop
please.
Cheating
ليست النصارى على شيء
okay.
وقالت
mm-hmm.
وقالت النصارى
mm-hmm.
ليست اليهود على شيء
bravo ما شاء الله
يتلون الكتابة
that's it recited
in a beautiful voice
Anna
because
go on do
it كذلك
look at the حركات
كذلك
what does lam have
it has a كسرة
so how do you say it كذا
كذلك
that's
قال
it.
كذلك قال الذين لا يعلمون
mm-hmm.
مثل
okay.
قولهم
or
قولهم
okay
فالله
أحسن
يحكم
great.
يحكم بينهم
mm-hmm.
يوم القيامة.
Okay. If you join يوم with قيامة, how do you
يوم
say
يوم القيامة.
Great. يوم القيامة.
فيوم.
What does the فا have?
Come on, you are Arab.
في يوم.
Is it? Do we have يوم there? في يوم.
Sir.
What's after يوم?
What's after the yat is alif, it's a meme.
Meme and alif. So how do you say it? Fi.
Fima ka. Fima.
Fima.
Ka.
Fima.
That's it. That's it. Go on. Go on.
So can I just read the last line?
In the Rusul.
Last ayah.
Last ayah.
One.
In the Rusul. In the...
Look, Mahdi.
I'm trying to read the harakat.
Look at me. Yeah. You have to read. Don't say it. Don't say it. You have to read the words by the help of the harakat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bashiran. Bashiran. وَنَذِيرًا
okay.
وَلَا تَسْأَلُوا
What does the ta have?
تُسْأَلُوا عَنْ أَصْحَابُ
أَصْحَابُ
جَهَنَّمَ
بو بي با which one?
أصحابي
okay. With long
أصحاب الجحيم
أصحاب الجحيم ما شاء الله ما شاء الله رسالة صلوات
Can I pick his page?
Yeah yeah اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد That's enough okay up to this part inshallah we will continue we'll get back okay but before we go let's give thanks to IRIB English
and say Muhammad Yahya Jaafari from
Xavier International School
from Xavier International School
and Hadi Abdul Basit
and Pakistan.
Okay, so thank you so much. Let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad
wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
صفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني عن نفعي بعد آمالي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها
Brothers and sisters, we were talking about this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي. O Allah, my tribulation is tremendous and my bad state is excessive. We said that the great scholars have suggested several meanings for the word tribulation. The first meaning that we discussed was the sins. But it has also been said that the great tribulation may be remoteness from Allah's closeness. The position that is obtainable by belief, by our good deeds, and by having good morality. This position contains Allah's pleasure, and this is what will lead to accompanying the prophets, the martyrs, and the pious ones in the hereafter. So, the second meaning for bala is being far from Almighty Allah's closeness. Those who are always far from this position, they are the ones that will eventually reach a position in which there are Satans and savages, but no humanity, no belief, no good deeds, no morality. And this is a place where human does nothing but oppression, wrongdoing, transgression, and immorality. On the other hand, though, those who are always seeking the nearness position, they will benefit from Allah's special blessings. That's why they engage in worshipping the Almighty. That's why they love to serve His servants, because they're the servants of the Almighty Allah. And they help these servants in a joyful and blissful state. In this engagement, they have no job but as a sincere servant, and they have no desire but reaching Almighty Allah's nearness. Their hearts continuously gain blessings from Allah and leads it to all aspects of their beings.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements, and my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah, that we hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Let's have a look at an example. Yusuf was the one who sought the route to Allah's nearness, and he turned his diminutive house in Canaan into a sincere worshipping and serving site. At the very beginning of this spiritual route, he dreamed of the future, seeing his own high position. He made the deep darkness of the well his prayer place. And that's why he could be successful in escaping the sins. How did he manage to get out of the palace of Zulaykha? He made the palace of the Egypt's king, which was a falling place for Zulaykha, his rising place to piety.
by seeking only nearness to Allah, he was able to turn the prison into a place of worship for himself. And by worshipping Allah alone, he made this prison a place of guidance for the others. That is why when we started talking about remoteness from Allah's closeness as the second meaning of bala and tribulation, we said that this position of closeness is obtainable for anyone, but on condition that you have belief, you take your good deeds with you, and you have good morality. That is how this great prophet Yusuf made a falling place a rising place for himself, through piety. That is how he performed wisely and trustworthily as the treasurer of Egypt. As you all know, he sincerely served Allah's servants as Egypt's king, and he reached the position of Allah's nearness. And this can be a great teaching for us, because we can also reach the station of nearness of the Almighty Allah through helping the servants, through serving them. And this is the nature of servitude. You don't have the right to look down on others, even if you are a prophet. So, the second meaning of bala mentioned by the scholars is the remoteness from Allah's closeness. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Question: what changes do you feel are needed regarding the position of women in Iranian society? Imam Khomeini replied, "We shall never allow women to be merely men's sex object. Islam has prohibited abortion. Women can gain the right to execute a divorce if she adds this condition to her marriage contract. The respect Islam shows women and the freedom it grants her is equaled by no other system of laws or a school of thought." December 28, 1978.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the search of Islam. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has mentioned that we want to institute Islamic justice in this country. Now, this part of speech, we can say, like, it's a broad thing that Imam has said. Obviously, it's a small part of that, but there is a background behind it. And the background is that we can ask ourselves that, is the justice or the system of justice that we have in today's world, is it not answerable to the demands of people which they had from the judiciary or from the way of justice? Or the system of justice which we are following, is it unjust? And is that the reason what Imam has said that we want to institute Islamic justice in this country? Is there anything wrong with the system, existing systems? The answer is yes, there is something wrong. And there is a problem with the judicial system that we have. We do not have justice in today's world. What we have is a man-made justice. Obviously, the judicial system that we have in the world, it is all been made by man. It's a man-made. And those who made these rules, those who had made these laws, they have made it according to their own perception. Obviously, when we look at Allah, we can see, like, people had their own perceptions. Look at the capital system. In the capital system, obviously, the investor has the main role, and he can earn anything through any source, through any means, and there is no limitation on him. And in that system, when we look at the judicial system, obviously, it is in favor of its own system, which is capital. In the social system, we can see, like, it is in the favor of the government, basically. And people do not have the rights. So when we look at the judicial system, we can make many, many examples. And all these examples, which we will bring, they all will have some faults. Why? Because these are man-made. Whereas the human being is not created by man. He has been created by God. And when Allah or God has created us, therefore, we need to have a system which has been sent by him. And it is only the Islamic justice or the Islamic system which has been made by Allah, the creator of man, and that is the perfect system which we need to follow. Therefore, Imam said, we want to institute Islamic justice in this country.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.